So hot. I'm sorry. It's super
Okay, can
hot.
we, now that you're fucking horny
Just
as shit, can we
the
record this
morning
fucking
to ya.
Irish? Can we
Just
just
the morning
record this
to ya,
fucking
my
Irish
lassie.
podcast?
Yeah. Hey there, what's up?
Top of the morning to ya.
Up the morning to you, stacky flamingo.
I wish I could do an Irish accent so bad.
I mean, you can probably learn it. Didn't you take, oh no, you didn't take
No, I didn't
dialects.
take dialects. The
I didn't either. I didn't really have any interest.
It was like the one class that we didn't have to take, and we had like an elective that we could take instead. Like, it
Right,
was
so
like the
people took
one option.
dialects. I know people took dialects and thought they were like hot shit. I'm like, okay, do a
You could
Jamaican
speak a
accent then. What I mean, though?
Please.
Like, don't think you're like hot shit because you took like a class 2 days a week.
Exactly, and you could like talk in a proper Cockney accent. All of them ended up sounding like Moira Rose by the time they left.
Either way, great practice for Pepe. I rewatched that clip. Anyway, welcome.
Anywho-so.
Welcome to our episode. What is this? Not 10? I think it's 10.
All I know is that it's St. Patty's Day.
And presently, yes, it is St. Paddy's Day. Listeners, when you listen to this, it's not going to be St. Paddy's Day, but at least you can like relish in the fun we had.
Yeah, exactly. Because today's been, it's been like officially a year since like the world shut down. So it's kind of
Literally,
surreal
I
that it's
know.
here. But I'm very excited to
I
be doing
know.
this podcast with you on the St. Paddy's Day episode. We've got lots of fun, themed
Lots of fun lined
activities.
up for y'all. Lined up around the block,
And
okay.
I'm actually having myself a green beer.
Wow. The second Miller Lite of the night, everyone.
Second one, folks, and it's green as shit.
Just like your shit's gonna be tomorrow morning.
We will see.
If you want to see, check out the Patreon. No, please don't.
That'll be at our $1. That'll be our lowest
No,
tier.
no, no. I don't think anyone would pay to see that.
Mean, isn't Christine already subscribed at the $1
Yes, but I don't think Christine wants to tune in for that content.
level? But what Christine wants to see is how cute we both look in our little green. So we will be posting pictures of us for St. Patrick's
Yeah, did
Day.
you send me your picture? I can like pick stitch them together.
Oh yeah, I sent it on I downloaded a few of them, so I'll send them, but I sent it to you on Snap.
Oh, so I have to screenshot it? You couldn't
No,
just
I
send it
said
to me?
I
No, I'll
said
screen.
I
I'm
down.
screenshotting it. Say, I'm screenshotting it and I'm not cropping it at all. I'm keeping everything in.
Okay, it's a cute pic.
Along with my time, the time, the LTE, the battery life, and the
There's been a
send it.
lot going on with screenshots tonight, folks. Like this.
No, okay, we can timestamp that to look back on, but
But
I
that's
can't,
it.
that's it. I can't divulge some certain things, everyone, but
You can't divulge the bulge. I get it.
I was sent something tonight that probably should not have been sent. Maybe it was sent purposely. The jury's still out. Stacy thinks it was. I don't know.
The LOL says it all. But anyway.
That's the title of this episode. The LOL says it all. Okay. Or like a book or something. Okay. Anyway, we'll talk about that in the After Hours podcast.
Join us on
Join
our
us
After
for our live stream at 3 a.m.
our stream app.
and the stereo app.
The stereo app.
We're taking your questions live to queries from Metro Detroit and Brooklyn, New York. What else do you want, baby?
Literally, what if we listeners email us at the number two
You
H
forgot
double
our, oh
O
my God, you forgot our email
listen.
address because we haven't done it in 2 weeks. Wow,
No, I know. It's
Nimi.
also the second beer. You know, I'm a lightweight now.
Your first beer was fucking at like 5 o'clock. Don't be like a martyr. Exactly.
Sorry, I
And
haven't
I'm
been
sure you
drinking
ate.
since 6:30.
But you know, I had like open and honest communication with you about that. And you were like, well, I already had a drink. I was like, it's not a competition. Like, it was a little violent.
Ha,
You
you
lose.
lose.
Ha. Oh my
But
God, yeah.
anyhoozle,
But
if
anywho,
you're
so.
interested in a stereo episode, another app for us to fucking download and talk on, let
Right,
us
because
know
I.
at the number 2HOOTZ and a holler at gmail.com. It's like texting, but in a different app.
Exactly. And there has to be a way because I'm like still like a really avid follower of Bob and Monet, and like they record a large majority of their podcasts now on stereo and then like upload them to, well, their Patreon and on Spotify where we listen to it. So I don't mind. I mean, I love Bob and Monet just like talking back and forth because it's hilarious, but like it's funny when they get like viewer questions and like it's live, like pertaining to what they're talking about.
Right.
And some are just like really fucking funny. So yeah, so if you want us to make a stereo account, like maybe we can like try it out and like record one and then see if we can like upload it to our like actual
Yeah. Why
podcast,
not? I'm always down to
you
try something new. They call me a trisexual.
know? Oh my God, I'll try anything once, honey.
I'll try anything once. They're bisexual, buy me things and add a gum sexual.
Those are our like taglines for what episode was that? Wasn't it one that Brooke was on? We
Probably.
had a guest on it, didn't we?
I
Or
at this point,
I don't
probably.
know. I
We've
mean,
had
we're
so many
literally,
episodes.
I mean, we are kind of like inching to like 40 episodes. I know. Okay. So, leading off this episode, I would like to introduce coming in from the infamous, the exclusive stage right, we have Stack Rap.
I may not be a leprechaun, but I'm short, lucky, and can always be found at the end of a rainbow.
Oh my God. You
That's a good
switched it
one,
up.
right?
You switched it up on me. You gaslighted me. You said you were going to use the other one and then you didn't use it. That's a gaslight. I can't believe you gaslighted me this early in the
You can think that. It's fine.
Okay.
I'm
Yeah,
literally
it's a
reading our
good
text.
one.
I didn't say
Yeah.
that,
No,
but
you
it's
said.
okay. So, coming in from
No,
stage
see,
left,
you're
we
shutting it
have
off.
the
You said,
impeccable.
no, you said, I think, I love that. I think that's the winner.
For yours.
No, I already had mine.
No, when you were like, but I like that one more, but now I'm playing with the con part. I thought that was for you.
No, I
Because
was
you were
talking
saying that's
about
for you because you're
you.
such a scammer.
You are. I was talking about you being the fucking con artist.
Oh, I thought that was yours. I love that for you.
No, I love that for
That's why
you a little
I
more.
said
That's okay. That's the bonus
that's
one.
the winner. There's a lack of communication
A huge lag. But to sum it up,
involved.
you gaslighted me. Okay,
No,
continue.
not at all. You're Cancer Moon. Calm it down. Snake jazz.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Coming in from stage left, we have the Lucky, the Loosey Goosey, the why is the only other adjective lengthy? But that's not an adjective that is associated with St. Patrick's
Lanky.
Day. So we're just
Lanky
gonna
means
go
like
with.
tall, like skinny.
I mean, you are tall and you're a skinny legend, so
I
yes, queen.
mean,
Coming in from stage left, we have
this is
Keithy
so
Kitten.
confusing. can you introduce me again? I like didn't feel that one.
This is a mess.
I just like
This is
didn't
a
like
fucking
vibe with that intro, so like I wasn't into it. I'll be quiet in this one.
Okay.
Okay.
Coming in from stage left, we have the impeccable, the incredible, the Irish
Yes.
Keegan.
Top of the morning to you, Malassi. Now, where are my tops at? Hey. That one just came to me this morning, and then I
I
kicked him
like
out, and then I
it.
kicked him out of my
Oh. So, folks, this episode is off to a great start. What else do we have in store?
energy rolling,
Like
rolling
Sina
forward,
herself, just rolling on that river, you know?
rolling.
Ooh.
Let me hold on. I'm pouring
So,
me what?
are you gonna turn it green?
Yeah, ew. Yeah, I have my dropper right here, and you only need
Oh,
like two drops, Stacy. Stacy fucking put in like half the bottle.
I fucked up the first one. I'll be honest, my first one I fucked up. There was a lot of green in it.
Yeah, you need like two drops. You're like, okay.
This other one was good. The whole thing is the food coloring, folks. If you're turning anything a different color, you got to put the food coloring in first. I don't know why my dumb ass poured my beer and then was like, oh, well, let me put a little dash in here. And it didn't
A
fucking work.
dash. Yeah.
Going to like put a lot more than a dash. Let's just say that.
More than a splash and a dash.
Oh,
Ooh. Last time a
mo.
man splashed and dashed, I married
Well,
him. Ooh.
too close. No.
No, I think it's my attraction to unavailability.
At least you know what you're
Hey,
about.
oh, exactly. Like, I feel like recognizing it is half the battle.
It is.
It really
So,
is.
what do we have in
Please
store for this
stop!
episode?
I'm like, what's this episode about again?
Unpacking with Keith.
Unpack. That's gonna be like my solo bug pod bonus episode. It's just like me,
I'm
like,
obsessed.
talking at your. Okay. So tonight's
So.
episode, okay, St. Patrick's Day, obviously we totally touched on that. Now, okay, here's where we're gonna get the ball rolling before we get into the name thing. Do you have any Irish nationality?
I do. Let me pull up my ancestry DNA to give you the exact number.
Oh God, that just triggered me that I like sincerely have to tell you something, but it has to be like outside of the podcast settings. I can't like record it.
Is so dramatic.
It
Okay.
no, it is because we haven't like talked on the phone in the last few days, honey. Like
I
I didn't get to tell you
know.
this. So like maybe like tomorrow or something we can like it's
Okay.
like a story. Like it's not like
Okay.
okay. Anyway, how much percent I mean, okay.
I am 28% Irish and I am 11% Scottish.
Top of the morning to you, lassie.
Yeah. So I've got,
Okay.
in total, I've got like a 39% of myself is from that area.
That area.
That area. How about you? What's your percentage?
I don't fucking sell my DNA to the government. Thank you. So I don't know my no, I don't know. I don't know my exact percentage, but like my two biggest like nationalities that make me up are Irish and German.
Nice,
And Irish
same.
getting from my mother's side. My mother has fair skin, blonde hair and blue eyes, and I have fair skin,
First getting blonde hair
blonde
and
hair
blue
and blue
eyes.
eyes. Like Hitler's like ideal child, you know.
Wow, you took it there. All right.
That's how I named it. That's
Anyways, so
name tag at single mixers.
oh,
Okay. All right. So anyway,
here we
so
are.
that here we are. We're in the space. So that was my first like just get the ball rolling question
Yeah.
for the podcast if we are indeed Irish and I am and you are and you know your exact percentage, which doesn't make you like better, just you know.
I never said it did, but
Oh,
like
you really I just asked a simple question. I was like, are you Irish, yes or
oh
no? And you were like,
my
let me pull
God.
up my profile, like
Listen,
exact data. I was like,
I pay for it
yeah, I
every single
don't.
month, so I will tell people the exact data. It doesn't
So
even have to be
basically you're
anyone
saying
who's
you're
asking
looking
me.
for literally any excuse to bring it up.
Yes, because I pay
Okay.
for it. So if someone
Right.
asks, I'm going to give them the exact percentage because I pay to have that percentage. So you know what? I'm gonna
So you're a shower. You're a shower, not a grower. Okay, cool.
I mean, grow over time. But only anyways, time. The next.
What's this podcast about?
The St. Patrick's Day, get it together.
So. You get it together with your nationality. So the next segment. Can I introduce the next segment?
Wait, I want to know your traditions.
I don't.
Do you have any St. Patrick's Day traditions?
Yeah, my dad makes corned beef and cabbage and the house fucking smells for like 3 days. I would like walk in after school or whatever and the house would just fucking reek. I'm like, this is gross. I don't like it. But I did tell you earlier, like my parents and I mean, we do usually always drink on St. Patrick's Day. And my grandfather on my father's side, his birthday was St. Patrick's Day.
Oh,
so
nice.
When we cheered tonight, which... I'll send you a screenshot and I can post it on the Patreon if any of our avid followers are interested. I took a screenshot of my parents and I on FaceTime, but all holding up our green drinks. Yeah, it's cute.
I love that. Kirk and Kath, their first official appearance on the Patreon.
Exactly. And my mom was like, don't put that on Facebook. I'm like, I'm not. Like, I didn't even like allude. I was like, oh, I'll think it's because like they were trying to get in the like, shot together. My mom was like posing. I'm like, I'm not taking a picture. And then I was like, okay, I can screenshot it, I guess. And then I did, and she was like, don't put that on Facebook. I'm like, Jesus.
The British are here. They're no longer
British
coming.
They are here. And then she went out to the garage for like 20 minutes. So anyway, all right. So I'll let you, you know, introduce this segment since you found all the activities and whatnot for tonight.
Oh, yes. I love St. Patrick's Day. I was that kid.
Oh, what are your traditions? What are your traditions, Stacey?
So, back
Stacky
in the day
Flamingo.
When I was younger in elementary school, I was that kid that wouldn't bring in cupcakes for my birthday, but I'd bring them in for St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, wow. I didn't know you were that.
Yeah,
did
I don't know.
Did we celebrate this holiday together? We had to.
I don't. We had to have. I really enjoy St. Patrick's Day. I think it's like, yeah, everyone's like, oh, I'm Irish this one day. And they always are like, they're claiming the persona Irish that they are and yada yada. But I just think it's a good holiday. It's also at a time, too, on the calendar when like there aren't a lot of holidays around it.
Right.
You know, too. So it's like you need that nice little like jolt. I just always thought it was so much fun. I love the leprechauns. I loved, so in elementary school, I used to bring in cupcakes and whatnot, and I had a lucky coin that I would carry around with me on that day to, like, attract leprechauns to hopefully get a pot of gold.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, when I was younger. And then when I was in eighth grade, one of my teachers, Mrs. Walsh, she was 100% Irish, like, purebred in a sense. And she, like, always talked about her ancestry and her culture and all of that. And so I learned a lot from her, and she actually would teach math to like Irish songs, like traditional Irish songs. And she like would turn them into like these like Irish drinking songs. And so we would learn math that way. And it was a lot of fun. And she taught us a lot. So
Schoolhouse Rock.
Oh no, she was Schoolhouse Rock. She was the Irish version of Schoolhouse
She's
Rock.
Like 5, 10, 15, 20. No, I'm turning into your ballet teacher.
Exactly. But no, so she was great. So, I mean, I always think it's just fun to celebrate. I mean, just because I am Irish, why not? It's a good time. But it's also a great day to people watch. When people just go out and get hammered, you can always find a good spot to people watch. So, yeah, it's just one of those that I enjoy. Don't go all out for it, but I think it's fun. I love a good reason to dress up and themed activities. So, love me some St. Patrick's Day.
Top of the morning to ya.
Top of the morning to ya. And I'm, to be honest with you, I was kind of pissed that I wasn't. You know me, I used to dye my hair red all the time.
Yeah.
And I was kind of pissed when I was younger that I wasn't born with red hair. I was like, how am I Irish and I have like the darkest hair? And all of this stuff. And I always wanted like the red hair and to go live in the Irish hills and all of that stuff.
Oh
so yeah, I enjoy it, but nothing too traditional, but I used to when I was younger. So
yeah. So what's our names?
Okay. So I figured we can make a fun little drinking game of this.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So we need to figure out our leprechaun name.
How do I do that?
Okay, so your leprechaun name, there's a bunch of different ones. I found one that was cute. But you take the first letter of your name and it gives you kind of like a first name, but it's more leprechaun themed. And then your month of your birthday is your last name. So I sent it to you. And so what is your leprechaun name, Keith?
Let me pull it up here. Let me pull it up. My leprechaun name is... You probably... Did you already look? Dreary O-Toadstool. That's a lot of consonants. That's a hard one to say.
Dreary O-Toadstool.
It sounds like cheery, like Dreary O-Toadstool.
There you go. Okay, so you're Dreary O-Toadstool. I am Patio Smooch.
Is that your stripper's name?
It is. Please welcome to the stage.
Patio Smooch. You're like, welcome to the hooker's ball. Hey.
Literally. Frenchie was her name, but Patty was who she really was.
Welcome to the hookers.
Oh yes, because what we're gonna do for the rest of this podcast tonight, folks, is we can only refer to each other as our leprechaun name.
Even if we're like telling a story in the past.
Yes.
Oh my god.
You are Dreary. I am Patty.
Dreary and Patty. And then a G.
F-U-C-K-I-S-S-I-N-T.
I sent you the picture. I'm writing down our names. What's my Dreary
Toadstool.
I sent you two pictures, by the way.
I appreciate that. Oh, look at them. Look at Kirk with his little green Detroit Lions hat.
I know.
Dad's so cute.
Yeah, he's cute.
Everyone, when you go look at the Patreon, you'll see that Drury's dad is so cute.
Oh, is it starting now?
It is.
What's your name, Patty O'Smooch?
Patty O'Smooch.
Good old Pat Pat here.
Give me a smoochy smooch, patch pat. So now that we have...
Did you see my second picture?
I did. I said I loved it.
I didn't. No, in the second picture.
Jackie Flamingo.
Your new name in my phone.
I'm changing yours to Dreary O-Toadstool.
No, don't. Your name in my phone is still Stack Rat Petty Python.
Oh, yeah.
That was your nickname.
Classic.
Petty Python.
So it's St. Patrick's Day. I have the segue this time, Keith.
I was going to say, so Patty, like, what are we doing tonight?
I said your name. I got a drink.
Ha ha. You lose. I said Patty.
Okay, so Dreary. St. Patrick's Day episode would not be complete if we didn't actually give some history to St. Patrick's Day. So are you ready?
We shouldn't have given you the segue.
Well, it's done.
It's done. Yes, I am. I am excited because obviously we already established we're both Irish. So yes. One knows the exact percentage. One doesn't. But I digress. So give us the history of it. I'm curious. All right. How did it start?
Basically, St. Patrick's Day is observed because of St. Patrick. Duh. But it's celebrated on his death.
Oh, he died on St. Patrick? He died on March 17th?
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yikes.
Yikes. Go on.
So, but who was he? Well, St. Patrick lived during the 5th century, so he old.
Like 1400s.
Yeah, and he was like kidnapped.
What? Was he okay?
I mean, obviously, because he was kidnapped and brought to Ireland. And he was a slave at the age of 16, and then he escaped. But I think he had... Yeah, I think... I don't know. That's just what he said. Oh my God. A slave at 16. But the thing is that I think he held a very big grudge about that, because then he came back to Ireland later and then brought Christianity to its people.
Wow.
I know. So he was like, you enslaved me, so now I'm going to... Basically, he's a missionary.
So is he actually Irish?
No. He was born in Roman Britain.
Same girl. Same girly.
So he had a grudge from being kidnapped, and
so he
came back to Ireland and just said, you're all Christians now.
But he's literally not Irish? Mm-hmm. So then what's the whole thing? And people are like, if you're not Irish on St. Patrick's Day, you can't fucking celebrate it. You said that like 2 minutes ago. You were like, well, I hate people who wear I'm Irish for today. Like, they're fake fucks. I was like, Patty, oh my God.
Well, the thing is that Jerry...
Can we make tins that say that?
Can we please? So the thing is, Jerry, is that St. Patrick's Day is actually a Christian holiday. So
Jewish people can't celebrate it?
I mean, like, it's, let's be honest, it's just a reason to drink. So if you want to drink, drink, you know? But it's a Christian holiday that is celebrated because we're celebrating the death of someone who basically was a missionary to an entire country and turned them all to Christians instead of their pagan beliefs. Because they all say that St. Patrick came in and, like, pushed the snakes out. But the snake was, like, the culture, like, was, like, all of their pagan... the theology and all of this. So St. Patrick actually kind of like doesn't sound like the
but it's a Catholic holiday because saint.
Christian. Yeah.
Potato, potato.
Exactly. It's the same thing.
It's the same thing.
So, but you're, I guess.
You're here first, folks.
So I guess, though, is that, the basically became really ingrained into Irish then culture, the Christian Irish culture, because he...
Oh, Irish Catholic. Mm-hmm, oh, but it's Christian, though. Same thing.
Same thing. So he denoted, he basically explained to the people what the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost was with shamrocks, denoting...
Shamrock shakes from McDonald's.
Denoting that the three leaves of the clover were the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
So that's why three-leaf clovers are lucky, because it's like Jesus.
Jesus loves a little clover.
Jesus Christ. Superstar. Oh, oh my bad.
Right? So anyways, that's the story of this guy. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Was he married?
I don't know any much more about him, but I can tell you.
You can't find any other information on St. Patrick.
I mean, I guess he could, but I really don't want to dive into, you know, he sounds
okay,
like...
that'll be Stacey's bonus episode.
Oh, that'll be whose bonus episode?
Oh, fuck. That's a good drink. Patty's. That'll be Patty O'Smooch's bonus episode.
So here's the best part. The first St. Patrick's Day parade, guess where it was put? Guess where it was thrown?
Babylon?
No, fucking St. Augustine, Florida.
Brooks House?
Literally at Brooks House in 1601. So then basically it basically caught on because homesick Irish soldiers serving in the English military marched in New York City in 1772 to honor the Irish patron saint. So that's how it started. And caught on from soldiers just marching. It became a parade. So, yeah. Then basically, all of the Irish American immigrants just like took it and wore it as a pride and started to really, celebrated a ton. And it caught on. And then it became what it is today, where it's a huge parade, and all of that stuff.
Not this year.
Right.
Oh,
not
boys.
This year. But do you know what other city goes really above and beyond when it comes to St. Patrick's Day?
New Orleans.
I don't know actually if they do, but
I believe it.
Chicago.
Oh yeah,
Chicago
they
dyes
dyed
their
the river
river.
green. Yeah, I knew that.
Yeah.
I knew
But
that.
so here's the biggest thing. Of course, the biggest place to celebrate St. Patrick's Day is fucking North America.
Oh, I'm sure.
Of course.
Probably like
And
Ireland and then like North America
where
as a
else do you
whole.
think? Where else do you think?
Europe?
Yeah, there are some parts in Europe.
Australia.
It doesn't say
Us.
that. It does say that it's popular around the world, but it gives specific places like Japan and Singapore and Russia.
Oh, yeah, Russia makes sense. And Singapore is beautiful in the spring, darling. So I believe it.
Yeah, and your good old Kirk was following tradition with that cabbage, because corned beef and cabbage
Ugh.
and Irish soda bread. I did do
Dude.
that too before. I made caraway seed bread. I used to bring that to class too. It's a
Yeah.
traditional Irish bread.
Ew. They're like, oh, that fucking weird ass Patty bringing gross ass food to class again. You're like,
Oh.
jump in the
I come in my fucking like green suspenders.
morning, dirty lassie. Oh, yeah, easily.
So listen to this though. In modern day Ireland, St. Patrick's Day has traditionally been a religious occasion, right? To the point to where up until 1970, Irish laws mandated that the pubs closed on this day.
What? Because probably people were going fucking crazy.
I
Like
mean, or they were
partying
like in the
hard.
church, like praying.
No, they were probably
'Cause
partying
probably, but then basically because of capitalism, they decided to, in
hard.
1995, say we
Damn.
need. Literally,
Damn.
to drive
Bring St.
tourism.
Patty's Day back. Bring back my girls. Bring back
Bring
my
back my
girls.
girls.
Where they at?
Bring back my leprechauns. Speaking of leprechauns,
Yeah.
what do those leprechauns have to do with St. Patrick's Day?
Yeah, what is
So
it?
basically, the original Irish name for leprechauns is, and I'm gonna butcher this, Lobh Eireann,
Bless you.
Lobeirsian, meaning small-bodied fellow. And
Oh, that's
this is from the
offensive.
Celtic belief of like fairies, tiny pe like men and women who use their magical powers for good or evil. So this is like the Celtic roots coming through. And
Come
they're known to
through.
be cranky souls.
You.
And the reason why is because they mend the shoes for other fairies. They're the
What'd you
shoemakers
call
of the
me?
fairy world.
What'd you call me?
So,
Bring back
yeah.
my girls.
Did you know that leprechauns have their own holiday on May 13th?
What's it called?
I don't know, but they have
Okay,
it.
you were like advertising it. I thought you were
I
like a
know. I think
fucking
it might be my new favorite holiday.
Patty O'Smooch is like, Happy May 13th, dear lassies. I'm like, are you
I'm like walking around New York City.
wearing one of those? This is one of my favorite St. Patty's Day, just like memories. And when Brooke listens to this, because Brooklyn is fully caught up on the pod, by the way.
Oh.
Proud of her. I didn't get her opinions that yet in the Legally Blonde episode, but the last time like we texted, she was like, "Oh, I'm starting the Legally Blonde episode soon, like
Love
tonight, like
that.
on her drive." So yeah. So anyway, Brooke will know this story very well. So we worked at Strawberry Fields together. We were both servers, and there was this hostess who I'm still in touch with to the day. Her name's Rochelle. She's a nice gal. She's like a few years older than me, and we all worked on St. Patrick's Day, and someone all brought in like shamrock smoothies for all of us, and like people were like all in green, and like it was like a fun it was like a fun environment in the beginning before like shit went downhill. So Rochelle fucking walks in. She has this fucking like St. Patrick's Day top hat on, but it's one of those like foam ones that are like 3 feet tall on
Oh.
the top of her head, and she just fucking walks in the server station, and we all turn to her, and she's like, top of the morning to you. So like,
Michelle.
I still reference it to this very day. Like, and we always like joke about it. And she's in my, I used to call her Rocky. So she's in my phone as Rocky with like a shamrock.
I'm
Yeah.
Shamrocky.
Oh, Shamrocky, that would be like her drag name.
Yes, obsessed with
Actually,
that.
I have to like message her and be like, you haven't video snapped me you saying top in the morning to you yet, so like
Oh, she's always
hurry.
wearing the hat. There you go. You only got a few hours left, folks.
The hat was looking like 3 feet tall, so like Brooke and I the present day, like top of the morning to you, like that's Rocky's like catchphrase.
I'm obsessed with it. Well, yeah,
I
top of the
know.
morning to you.
Top
Top
of
of
the
the.
morning to you.
Yeah. Well, I love that. Now I wish I had a hat to celebrate.
Well, instead of having a hat, why don't we just like play like a drinking game to make up for
Oh.
it?
Okay, what are you
Oh.
thinking?
I
Oh.
don't know, like a leprechaun drinking game?
Oh, like luckiest leprechaun?
What's that, Patty?
Well, well, dreary. Okay, so think of this as like never have I ever, okay? But
Oh no. Is are like
yeah.
secrets coming out tonight?
No. But basically, instead of we're gonna do it to where every time basically it's never have I ever, but they're all good things. You put your finger down if this has happened to you, but we're gonna just take sips every time we put our fingers down as well.
So you don't know if I'm drinking or not.
I mean, we can all
You
tell.
hear like glup, glup, glup,
I'm like,
glup,
Keith, that's only
glup,
one.
glup. Keith, this is the first
This
round.
is the first round. So are you ready? And then you got to let us know, just basically verbally say that that's happened to you so we know you're putting a finger down, okay?
You just said, okay, you switched the game up on me, but okay.
What?
I was like, oh, our secret's gonna come out. You're like, no, you just like take a sip, like they don't know. And then you were like, oh, don't know. And then you were
My,
like, actually
they're all good
verbalize it.
things. Yeah, because
Oh, I thought it was gonna be
it's
some like orgy, like gross
your
sex
fingers.
stuff. I don't wanna
No. No.
play then. I don't wanna play anymore.
You don't. I hate you. No.
Love
Put your
me.
fucking
Shut up.
fingers up, Dreary. Get ready.
Last time a
All
man told
right.
me that, Patty.
Let's see who the
I
luckiest
married him.
leprechaun is. All
Me.
right. So. Put a finger down if you won a contest.
Won a contest.
Yeah, what contest?
Oh, a few. I mean, like solo ensemble, like in middle school and high school. Like, I got like
Hell
first
yeah.
place.
Okay, well
Yeah,
yeah,
and
and
like, yeah.
I won the
Okay, you got
Irene at
dance trophies.
ACTF and all of yeah. So drink.
What about, I thought you
You
don't
put a
drink.
finger
Oh, you
down and you
drink if you
drink.
did it.
Yeah. All right, now this one we both
Was
have to
kind
put
of
a finger.
sending. You were like, what have you won? I was like,
No,
oh
I
my
was
God.
curious. You took it as condescending, but I was just
Okay, I
curious.
think our listeners will reveal the truth, but okay.
I think someone's projecting. So let's go on to the next one.
Okay,
Put a finger
Patty.
down. Put a finger down if you won a game.
I've won the game of life. Does that
Obviously.
I've won games
And to all of
before.
our listeners out there, I just want to let everyone know I just lost the game.
Oh my God. This is fucking 2008.
Yep, I just did. So, all
Well,
right.
I've won many games because like I'm not really competitive, but
Whatever helps you sleep at night,
don't
Dreary.
tune into our league. Don't tune into the Legally Blonde trivia episode.
Oh, any
It's
let's try for,
okay,
we have
go
a
on.
round two of trivia at the end of this week, but let's leave it till then. What was the most recent game that I won?
Did I ask you that?
Oh.
What is it?
Dreary is dreary.
Dreary, dreary. Ugh. Okay, what was it?
I'm trying to think, what was the most recent game that I won?
Euchre?
Oh yeah, euchre on Sunday. Crushed
See, there you
it.
go.
All
There you
right, now
go.
here, put a finger
Okay.
down if you found money on the sidewalk.
I have before.
I have too. I found a dollar bill, but I didn't pick it up because I was nervous.
Oh, what, you thought you were gonna be like film, like you're in one of those shows where they glue a dollar to
No.
it?
It was like
Nervous.
it's like COVID and like don't know where
Oh, it
that
was like
dollar's
in the
been. I
last
live in New
year.
York City. Yeah, it was like 2 weeks
Oh, one
ago.
time when I was young, I was probably like 11 or 12, I found a $20 bill at Barnes and Noble, and
Oh.
I gave it to like the manager.
Oh, nice. Look at you. Good
If
karma comes
anyone,
back.
I know, I could have probably just easily been like pocket,
You could
but
have. Well, speaking of pockets, put a finger down if you've ever found money in a clothing pocket.
oh, definitely.
I have too. Man.
These are trying to get us drunk.
I know. So, all right, here's one. Put a finger down if you found a four-leaf clover. I have never found one.
Oh, I said three-leaf clover earlier. Sorry,
Well, that's the
listeners.
no no, that's the normal one, and the four-leaf clover is like the special one.
What'd you call
Clover, I barely know her.
Okay, so drink.
Have you ever found one?
Maybe when I was young, I don't remember.
I've never found one. I've never like actually found a four-leaf clover. I've like saw them in gift shops and like bought it, but I never actually like found a clover, a four-leaf clover.
Well, this is your year, Patty.
Did you, Dreary?
I don't remember, honestly, so maybe
All
not. I guess
right.
not, so I don't have to drink
Okay.
then.
All right.
I've been
So the
drinking
next one.
water all night.
Okay.
Okay.
So the next one, found an item you lost.
Yeah, for sure.
That happens all the time.
All the time.
It's usually an item that I misplaced thinking I lost it, but I just put it in a spot that isn't normal.
Right. Oh, I fucking found, I've been like deep cleaning my room. I found a few of our like cabaret posters, but I have a couple different like sizes. Like I have the postcard ones, and I also have the like what is it, like 4x7 or something.
Yes, loved those. Do you also? I also found, what? No, you also found. Remember when you had to go in your socket for your AirPods?
Oh, that was a mess.
That was
Yes.
a mess. So you
What
found
I
those too,
find?
boo. Your AirPods.
Oh yeah, it was wrapping from my
Yeah.
sheets and shit. Okay.
All right, next one. So how many fingers do you have down?
I have not been counting. I'm supposed to count. We can just like listen back. How many do you have down?
I have five down.
So didn't we all do like the same
Yeah,
ones?
we did the same ones. You have five.
Okay.
All right.
Twinsies,
Put a finger
Patty.
down if you saw a shooting star. I have. I saw it on the mountaintops in Asheville, North Carolina, one of the most magical nights of my life.
Great, we'll talk about it later. I
Fantastic.
put a pin in that.
How about you, Jerry?
Not that I immediately remember, so I should probably take a drink.
Okay.
Okay.
No, you probably shouldn't.
It's St. Patrick's Day, Patty. Get off my back.
Okay. So,
Okay.
Dreary, next one. Have you ever ran into someone you knew in a different city or country?
Does it count if it like was planned?
No.
Oh, like
Remember, this is all about
random.
luck. This is all about like. I ran into Shelby. So Shelby, I went to high school with in Las Vegas, and I ran into Shelby on the morning commute into the city on the train, and we like double taked and we like looked at each other, and I was like, Shelby? She's like, oh my gosh,
Wow.
hey. Yeah, and it turns out that she ended up moving to New York and literally worked 2 or 3 blocks away from me.
Wow,
So
small
yeah, that was
world.
really cool. Yeah, really cool to run into her. So I'll drink. How about you?
Remember.
Okay.
So no.
So the next one is all. Oh, I like this one. A stranger paid for your snack or drink.
Okay.
Has that ever happened to you?
Oh yeah, one time Beth and I went to Coney Island like around Christmas, and a stranger paid for our meal.
Oh.
I was like, these two fucking high-ons in a booth opening gifts.
So drink.
Okay, what about you?
I can't honestly think of a time that that's happened.
So we're probably tied again.
I have seven fingers down.
Yeah, me too.
No, you have you have six fingers down because I ran into someone in a different city and you didn't.
Right, but I did that last one and you
But you also
didn't.
didn't, but you also didn't see a shooting star. And I
Oh,
did.
okay. So I'm six or seven.
You have six fingers down. I have seven fingers
That's
down.
what I
God
literally
damn
just
it.
said. Okay.
Okay. Saw a celebrity in public.
Yeah.
Which one?
Oh my God. When I did visit New York on spring break with my mother in 2010,
Nice.
we
Who
did
was
see Steven Seagal.
it?
I was like, is that Steven Seagal? They were like filming something.
That's cute.
Right. And I know yours is Tony Bennett. Oh,
I've
sorry.
seen Tony Bennett, Natasha
Spoiler
Lyonne,
alert.
and Fred Armisen, Freddie
I
Prinze
would pass
Jr.,
out if I saw
Christina
Natasha Lyonne.
Milian.
I would literally
Yeah,
pass out.
it was in LaGuardia. Like she was flying LaGuardia. She wasn't flying private or anything. She was just like in LaGuardia
I love her. It's
at the
I'm
airport.
in
And
love
like
with her.
Fred, so they were sitting down. I think I still have the snaps too. Maybe one of those days I'll post them to the Patreon.
Because they were dating. Are these? Aren't they still dating? I think.
I think so. So they
Yeah.
were in like the seating area of like this one, the new terminal at LaGuardia. And there's like a little Mexican restaurant over there, but there's also like a stand that you can order food to go and like go sit in other spots. And I was getting up from sitting down at the bar and I was walking past that stand and I walked past and this lady called out some random name and this guy walked over and I was like, that's Fred Armistead. But the name that she called out was not his name. So he gave a fake name. And someone like walked up to him and was like, oh my gosh, are you Fred Armisen? He was like, yeah. She's like, can I take a picture? And so they took a picture. And then I looked a little bit further down and Natasha was sitting at the table alone and he got their food and then walked over and sat down at the table and they started eating. I was like, oh, they fly in LGA, they fly in Southwest, just like all of us. It was really nice.
So put a finger down, right?
I have eight, you have seven.
Okay.
All right. Ooh, secured the last ticket to an event.
How do you
And I can't
know
think. Yeah, I can't think. I do. I won't count
that?
this, but I did have I
Ass.
did have one where Chelsea McCullough and I, when we were in New York, we
Oh.
wanted to go see Matilda, and we were doing student rush tickets, right? When we got stranded there and we had all those extra days.
Right.
So we ended up going to the box office and we're like, we're here for student rush. Like, oh, we don't have any more. And I was like, oh, damn. They're like, I was like, you don't have any tickets you can give us? He's like, well, what do you want to pay? And I was like, the student rush price. He's like, I have these two tickets. And then we just paid student rush, but they weren't rush tickets. So we weren't the last one. So it doesn't count, but it was a cool thing to where he ended up giving it to us for
Wow.
super cheap.
Because you
All
probably,
right.
did you pay in cash?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he probably fucking pocketed the cash and gave you like
Probably.
the extra ticket. Okay.
All right. Upgraded to a first class seat for free.
No.
No, me neither. All right. Bought the last item in stock.
Yeah. You know, like a book
All
or a
right.
movie or something. I've done that.
And then last one is got an extra piece of food in a package. When I get that, you know, the second I open a package of nuggets,
You
I count to
know.
make sure there are 10. And
Oh
sometimes you do get that 11th nugget that slides on in.
my God. That 11th nugget. Can that be like your code name, Patty? Your secret spy name, the 11th
11th
nugget.
nugget. It's like the 12th night, but the 11th nugget.
You.
And the picture is me in college with the chicken nugget tear that we took.
Yep, look at her
After
Patreon.
I think it was Legally Blonde auditions,
Ooh, yeah, it was some
because I was
chaotic.
wearing the white dress and we went to McDonald's
Of
afterwards
course, of
and we took
course.
the crying picture with the
Iconic.
Oh. All right, well, I think we're both lucky leprechauns. I think we tied.
Look at that. Look at the Irish,
Look at
GMFC.
that. Look at the
And
Irish.
speaking of good luck for me today, so I did have some good luck today, I had to tell
Ooh.
you. So I worked today around like 3:30. Like my phone system on the computer like wasn't working basically. Like people could hear me, but I couldn't hear them. So I'm like, what the hell? So like I put a ticket in and whatnot, and the tech guy like messaged me and then like took, you know how they can like take control like of your computer and like do stuff on it. So he like took control of my computer. So like all my work is on my computer. I don't have like any physical like paperwork or anything. So I was just like sitting there and like he was like installing and uninstalling all this shit and this back and forth. Like I was just like sitting there watching. I'm like, I have nothing to do. So do you know how like sometimes I do like Michigan Lottery like online?
No, I didn't know that.
Really? It's not like
Yeah.
it's not a habit. It's honestly not. Like I mean like I love like scratch offs, but like I don't like go inside gas stations all the time and like fucking buy scratch offs. So like you can just like do it online. It's like funsies. And like a little while ago I won like $100 off like one of them. I was like, oh my God. So like then I just like lay off of it for like a little while and then like I'll do like $20 or something. But I'm sitting there today and I'm like, I'm just gonna do like $20 on Michigan Lottery. I was like, 'cause it's St. Patrick's Day and maybe I'll have like a luck of the Irish type thing. So like I'm going through all the games and stuff and there's a new one and it was like some spring some fling something. It was basically one like if you like line up like three icons, like you win like whatever that icon worth is amount, like amounted to or whatever. So so I put the like I deposit like $20 and he's still on my computer. I'm like, I have nothing to do. So I'm playing I'm doing like 50-cent bets and I'm like playing a few rounds and like I won like a couple dollars here and then like $5 there. I kept like kind of like breaking even and shit. So I just keep like playing and playing and then I'm down to like $12 maybe. And I play a 50-cent round, and like in the spring, the pictures, one of them was like a queen bee, which I just like assumed is probably the highest amount. So I get like three in a row of the queen bee, and then like a couple other ones were like connected to it. So there were like five or six or something, and it like lit up and it said like $100. And I was like, wait, I was like, holy shit. And then it was like multiplier times three.
Nice. You won $300?
I fucking won $300 on a 50 cent. So literally right after, I was like, I'm not playing anymore. And I transferred it to like my bank account and I stopped playing.
Look at you. Luck
Yeah, so that's like
of
almost
the
like
fucking
I
Irish.
know, so I don't know what percentage that makes me, but I won $300 today.
You, so what you gonna buy me?
I'm probably gonna pay off my Target Red Card.
Get it.
So maybe when you visit, I'll like buy you something at Target.
Okay,
I'm
I'll
like
take it.
$10 and under.
Listen, you know what I love at Target? The bargain bins in the front where everything is
Oh
like,
yeah.
so you give me time. Oh, I can spend that dime.
Those are alternate tagline.
It
A
was.
couple of weeks ago, I bought it was like paint your own dragonfly light string kit, so I bought it. It was $3. I haven't done it yet. Do you have any crafts you could do? We could do another craft episode.
I mean, you know I love a good needlepoint. You know, that's
we'll time you to see how fast you can do it, right?
But yeah, we could. I have a macrame I need to do, so.
Yeah, it'd be fun. Yeah. I'll do my dragonfly lights.
Yeah.
So anyway, like, I'm still, like, I, like, it, like, hits me, like, if I, like, forget about it for a minute. I'm, like, I was cleaning up a little bit, like, before I FaceTime with my parents, and I was, like, I can't believe I fucking won $300.
Because your computer, like, didn't work. And if you didn't log on at that time, you know what I mean?
That's what... Oh, stack. I mean, oh, fuck. Patty. Okay, I'll do a drink. But, Patty, that's the exact thing I thought. Because if it didn't get busy in that very moment, mm-hmm. and if Kelly didn't message me to log on... And I did honestly log on, and I took a call, and the patient couldn't hear me. And then I called a coworker, and they couldn't hear me. So I was like, my phone sincerely fucked up. I was like, I hope it doesn't look like I'm, like, fucking lying or making an excuse. But, like, right. No, sincerely. I was like, great. I probably look like shit. But no, it was sincerely, like, hand on Bible, like, not working. So if that didn't happen to trigger those events of the tech guy taking over my computer for like 40 minutes, I would not have been sitting there and gone on Michigan Lottery and won $300.
There you go. Look at that. Look at you, look, dreary.
Look at the Irish. Dreary old toadstool. Oh, no, I sounded Russian again. Dreary old toadstool. I don't make moose eyes. They're like, watch, like, but don't you understand? I don't make moose eyes. That's my favorite. Okay, so what are we closing the night out? Our St. Patty's Day?
I think we're doing episode. A St. Patty's Day this or that.
Oh, I thought it was Would You Rather.
We call it this or that at work, so maybe it's infecting.
Oh, wow. Stacky Flamingo.
Oh, you mean patio soup?
What name would you have to answer right away? What name would you rather have on your tombstone? Patio Smooch or Stacky Flamingo? I need an answer, and a verbal contract is binding in New York State, Michigan.
Can I plead the fifth right now?
No, you have the big. I vote Saggy Flamingo.
Can I vote both? Because on some days I'm Saggy Flamingo, and on other days I'm Patio Smooth.
Did we just discover, like, your two alter egos today?
And then you got Petty Python, throw it in there.
Oh, Petty Python.
Here lies Petty Python. May AKA they rest
Stack in... Rap, AKA Saggy Flamingo, AKA Petty Okay, so will you explain the name of the game tonight, and then I'll be the host of it?
Yes. So, basically, we've got a... It's like a would you rather. Basically, you pick this or that. So, Keith is going to give... Sorry, dreary, fuck! He's going to give two options!
Sip on your Miller.
Ugh.
What's the name of the game? Name that musical.
I don't know.
Mamma Mia.
Oh, I don't like fucking Mamma Mia. Patty. I've never seen Mamma Mia.
Guess what we're watching when you visit?
Oh, God.
You've never... Well, we can get, like, fucked up. We'll watch it at my parents' house and get, like, fucked up to it. You've never seen the movie version of Mamma Mia?
Nope.
I've always sounded so fucking homosexual. Like, even never seen it. Like, it's... I enjoy it. Like, the three, like, male leads, like, Pierce Brosnan, what's their names, are all fucking horrible. Like, when I showed it to my mom when I was, like, a closeted gay, And she was like, the guys are all so bad. Like, even Kathy, like, could pinpoint, because they truly are. But, like, it's still, like, entertaining as a movie. We'll talk about it later.
Well,
Okay. So,
so what's our
segue.
first this or that,
This
Jerry?
or that, would you rather? Okay. Patty cakes. Would you rather find a pot of gold or have good luck for 1 year? And I get to answer too.
Of
But who
course.
gets to answer first?
We get to draw.
I'd rather have good luck for
I'd
1 year.
rather have the gold because I could turn that into money and have lots of good luck.
Okay, but here's the question. How do you know what the exchange rate is at that
Well, I'm gonna exchange it now.
Okay, what's the exchange rate for
I don't
gold?
know. I'll find out.
So you're gonna get this pot of gold that when you exchange it is probably gonna be like the equivalent of like a bi-weekly paycheck for you, and you'll be like, cool.
But we don't know how big the pot is. It doesn't say that the pot is a small pot of gold. It says a pot of gold. It could be a big pot. It could be thick
We
as.
still don't know the exchange.
I
I'd rather have good luck for a year, because what if you on every day of my good luck year I found a pot of gold every day and you just found your one? I was
But
like,
like,
haha,
what if you get
Patty,
like
you
addicted? What
lose.
if you get addicted to that and you
What?
like change your
Addicted to
lifestyle? The
what?
luck and change your lifestyle to like, because you get so used to it that like you stop trying, you don't pay stuff on time, and all this. And like, what if when that year is up, it like all come, it like comes crashing down, you know?
So we have alternate outlooks on this one.
Me
Okay, that's
too.
fair. That's fair. All right, kids, moving on. Would you rather go to a parade or go to a party?
Party.
Yeah, I think I would choose party too. Parades are like, they're so crowded and like
In
there's
this
nothing like that
panorama,
special. Yeah, but I guess if you could talk like pre-COVID, like there's nothing like that truly
yeah,
special in a parade that would
except for the
wait
Pride
outside
Parade, that's
for.
it.
I mean, yeah, but like I'm thinking like say I know like Thanksgiving, like
Oh, that one
Macy's
is
parade and
yes.
shit.
All I remember from like parades as a young child when I did it with brownies and like dance and stuff like that, like they were fun to be in, but going to them, Because I also just
No.
associate them with be standing out there in the freezing cold in downtown Detroit, trying to stay
Right.
warm, and
Fuck
we didn't bring a
that.
chair. There's so many people, you can't see shit. The kids
Right.
are running out in the street to get candy. They're about to get clobbered by that
They're
fucking
by
horse.
horses.
Yeah, oh my God. There's horse shit everywhere.
Horse shit everywhere.
Yeah, fuck
Kids
a
running in the
parade.
middle of fucking Woodward to pick up Tootsie Rolls
I can't say
covered in
you.
horse shit.
We did the Wild Lake Parade when I was a dancer at Big City Dance,
Oh
and literally
no.
we had to dance in these formations, right? We had someone at the front of it call out when there was horse poop on the road, and we had to dance around it. And if you didn't look, like you were screwed.
Still to be revealed that surprised me after all these years of friendship. Like, I've never heard you say that story and then dance around the
I'm so glad my story still can surprise you. You also have to drink because you said my name.
What's my name? What's my name? Whoa. Tune into our Descendants episode later this season. Picture you in that green zip up you wore with the bright red hair.
Oh, that's a good
That
one.
tickled That tickled my shamrock shake, honey.
That tickled my shamrock shake. I love that.
Okay. Okay, what was the question? Okay.
You're reading them.
I know. Would you rather?
Are you okay, Terry?
Okay, Daddy. Would you rather play a flute or play a harp?
Harp. Ooh, I'd play a harp.
Me too.
That shit is hard.
Yeah.
And harpists are like the. I think harpists are like the fairies of the human world.
Like angels, you mean?
No, fairies. Fucking angel. Don't call me angel.
Lana's part, like, every time transcends me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Much like when you listen to a harp being played. Yeah, absolutely.
What?
I'm tying back what you said to the harp thing.
Oh. Okay, so next question.
Next question?
Yeah, exactly. Would you rather drink green beer or drink a green smoothie?
Green beer.
Yeah, classic. Me too. This is a funny one. Would you rather have horseshoes for feet or have rabbit feet for feet?
What kind of fuckery is this?
What is this transformation porn TF fucking shit?
Have would I rather have horse hooves for feet or
me
rabbit
too.
Feet?
I would pick horseshoes because like rabbit feet are like fucking little stubs compared to the rest of your body.
Yeah, I would much rather be like a centaur, a mystical like centaur.
With that's like, not the question.
But if I got horse hooves, I could be part. I'd be like, or I'd be like Tumnus from The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. That like half goat dude. That's what you'd look like, really. You'd look like the devil with some like cloven hooves for your feet.
Oh my god. And the devil will drag you under. Bottoms up.
And the devil laughs. I'd do okay. Cloven feet any day over some bunny feet. Plus also you got some bunny feet. People be trying to chop it off for good luck. You know
good
what I mean?
Luck.
Wear it
yeah,
on their
fuck
wrist.
You.
Fuck it. I like my feet. Click clack.
I know. Click. Splish splash, I was taking a bath. Okay, let's do a few more. Why is this the same question? Would you rather have green eyes or have green eyes? I don't get that. It literally says that. Would you rather wear a leprechaun hat like Rocky Rochelle or wear rainbow hair?
Like Brooke.
What, Brooke's hair? Like multicolor, like Ramona Flowers from Scott
like,
Pilgrim?
She's like the only person I know that can pull off all of those colors.
Yeah, I'll give Dr. BJPP that compliment.
She
I mean,
can.
There's never
she
really been a hair
well.
Color. Yeah, there's never really been a hair color that like, I've seen that I've been like, oh, like, I mean, like, everything, I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, like, it fits. It works.
Mm-hmm. So, shout out.
I would rather have... What would you rather have?
I mean, I'd only want to wear a leprechaun hat on St. Patrick's Day.
I mean, it doesn't specify. And, like, in today's job market, you can't have colored hair like that. That's rainbow. So, I'd go with the hat.
This is a good one. Would you rather have one of your wishes granted or have three of your friends' wishes granted? Like, we're gonna fucking draw lines tonight. What if, okay, one of your wishes. What
so
if,
he,
one of
I
your
think we
friends,
have the same thought, yeah.
Like, you're like, okay, I'll give, like, you this wish, but you have to make the wish, like, for me.
Because that would be it. I would say, I want my friend to have three wishes, and then we work it out beforehand, so the friend makes a wish for themselves, a wish for me, and then they can have the third wish to themselves if they want, or it could be, like, a tandem one, but, like, I'm gonna give you two
oh,
more to
tandem
give me
one.
One.
Good idea.
Or, like, a tandem
like,
one.
One will give you their wish, and then the tandem will be like, I want me and this person to be like millionaires.
Yeah, exactly. So it's okay. But there you go. That's how you solve an ethics question.
I took an intro to ethics class at Oakland. It was hard.
Yeah, The Good Place hurts my brain. I can't even imagine real academia.
It was literally like, if A is B and C is sometimes D, does that mean F is sometimes A? I was like, what?
Like, literally, sure.
I'm not joking, but I passed the class, thankfully.
Look at you.
Okay, let's close it off with this one.
I'm just saying, classic trolley problem, we just solved it. We just solved it.
Yeah, that's a very good standard. Okay, would you rather wear the same Kiss Me, I'm Irish shirt for 1 month or wear a leprechaun suit for 3 days straight?
Oh, leprechaun suit all day, every day.
Could you imagine you no and your hesitation. Calls? You're like, oh, top yes. of the morning to ya.
Top of the motherfucking morning to ya.
Here's
every
Patty.
Day for 3 days.
Patio smooch. Patio smooch in my green tuxedo. That was pretty good. That was kind of good. Fuck yeah.
Because listen, I would much rather wear something for 3 days over a month.
Yeah. If you so like, don't get to shower.
Yeah, like regardless of what. Even if I did get to shower, like wearing something for a month, I'd be like, come on.
I'm over it.
But hey, like,
okay, I. Uh-huh.
3 days. Yeah.
You're like, my camera's
like, that's
today.
A weekend.
Okay, I have a bonus. Like, closing
what about
out.
You, though? What would you wear?
Probably the leprechaun suit, and I would just stay home for 3 days. Love that journey for me.
Love that journey for you.
So, closing out topic, because I know we've like talked about like DCOM, like, you know, Disney classic original movies and shit before. Can you sum up or just like state like anything you remember about the DCOM movie Luck of the Irish?
Oh, the Luck of the Irish. Let me tell you about this.
Enlighten me, because I have like patches of it. So enlighten me.
So it was that one dude, that like dude who was in all of them. He was also in the 13th year, and he was like real hot, like he was hot shit for Disney.
That's not the same person.
Yeah, he was also in the 13th year. Look it up.
I follow the guy who was in the 13th year on Instagram, and he's like this like burnout dad now, which adds up.
Thank you. So, okay, let me tell you right here.
Mm-hmm.
This basketball player, right?
Right. He's like in high school.
Yes. Yes. So right, basically, right. It's like a thing in his family that it's like either he doesn't know that he's Irish or that he does know that he's Irish or something like that.
I thought you knew this movie so well.
I do.
From the way you started. Okay, you're not starting off really strong, Patty.
But it's like one of those things where, okay, so there's a big basketball game. There's a basketball game that he's got to get.
What part is this in the movie? You're kind of jumping around here, Patty.
It's like the main piece for it. He like runs into a leprechaun. And the leprechaun.
That's offensive.
I'm just... So, like,
Oh,
I think I remember
you're
now.
Like looking it up. No, you're looking it up.
Literally,
you
my
cheated.
Hands are doing my braids on my hair. So,
admit you cheated, Patty.
I didn't cheat, Dreary.
Uh huh.
I didn't.
Kevin O'Leary.
Huh?
Kevin O'Leary, Mr. Wonderful. On Shark Tank, when he killed a person on the
Whitney
boat.
Whitney killed a person?
You didn't know that?
No, Mr. Wonderful ain't so great. He's a murderer.
Wait. Okay, before you continue your non sequitur description of Luck of the Irish, fucking Kevin O'Leary, it was 2019. Oh, He was on the boat. He's Canadian. He was on, like, he was at his lake house, his mansion lake house in Canada, on the lake at night. And there was a boat. It's kind of like it's a hard debate kind of, because they did, him and his wife were on the boat, and they did end up hitting another boat, but the boat was literally like stagnant in the water with all the lights off in the middle of the night. So like that shit like does happen, but they fucking like killed a woman who was on the boat, and the police came and shit, and they said his wife was driving the boat and she blew, like, you know, the breathalyzer. But they were like, no, she, when after she hit the boat, she had a drink right after, like before you guys came, which is probably like an easy, like it's a big dispute like in court, you know. So I guess like in the end, like Kevin O'Leary like fucking paid off the family like $3 million like for the death and shit. And I think it was like settled out of court, but then I saw an article where like the family like still wants justice and shit. But like I bet, and I said this to Wyatt, I was like, you know he was driving the
Oh,
boat.
100p.
You know he was driving, and he was
100p.
probably like, I have way more to lose than you do. And the bitch of it all is like, if she, even if she was driving, which she wasn't, she did not do any jail time
Of
whatsoever.
course, because she just paid it off.
She didn't. Yeah, that's, money can do
Wow.
that. I don't care too much for money. Money can get me off for killing another human
Well,
being.
then. Let's.
Those are the alternative lyrics. So, anyway, how does Luck of the Irish end? Can you tell me that at
There's a
least?
basket.
He gets really small.
There's a bas. Yeah. So basically, there's a basketball game. His
Let's.
family goes under. I don't know. There's like two leprechauns. There's like a good leprechaun and a bad leprechaun. And throughout the movie, he
What?
starts turning into a leprechaun. Like he gets pointy ears. His hair turns red. He gets small, like you said. He's like a basketball player. And there's like, I think it's like a necklace or gold something he has to get, or a gold
Like a
coin.
gold coin,
Yeah.
yeah.
And getting that gold coin will keep like the evil leprechaun from like hurting his family. And I think it's like the existential crisis of a high school boy on the basketball team of like, do I play the big game? And I need to make sure I can play the
Or
big
do I
game.
save
Or
my
do I save my
family?
family?
Wasn't the evil leprechaun like kind of scary? Like his face got all twisted and
I mean, I
shit.
wouldn't doubt it. DCOMs actually had some scary shit back in the day.
Don't look under the
Don't look under the bed.
bed.
Exactly. I just got
Should we have a
chills.
DCOM? Should we have a DCOM
We
episode?
should have a DCOM episode. Absolutely. We should do a
That'd be pretty
ranking. We
fun.
should do a ranking of all the DCOMs.
Yes. With like little like summaries and like, yeah, our own personal ranking. Yep,
Done
it's
and done.
happening this season, folks. So on that
Happening.
note, I hope everyone enjoyed this chaotic roller coaster of a St. Patrick's Day
Yes. And I hope
episode.
that everyone had a good St. Patrick's Day on whatever day it was for you by the time you're listening to this.
Right. I hope you stayed safe, you
Hope you
know,
learned
didn't.
something from this pod about St. Patrick.
I mean, I learned the history of St. Patrick's Day. I learned that I can win $300 and a 50-cent play. Hey.
Hey.
Top of the morning. Hey, top of
Hey.
the morning to
Top of the morning to you. And you know what, Dreary?
keep in touch, Patty.
Keep in touch, Dreary.
You too, Patty Cakes.
You
You
too,
sleep
Dreary
well.
old toadstool.
Oh, Dreary old toadstool. Kevin O'Leary killed a woman and got away with
And
it.
on that
Keep
note,
in touch.
keep in
Keep in
touch.
touch.
Happy St. Patty's
Happy
Day!
St. Patrick's Day.